Good morning. It's good to connect with you today on this Wednesday for a moment of prayer and reading from Scripture. Today we'll follow our regular pattern of devotion where we'll open in prayer, read a scripture, reflect on that, and then close in prayer. Our opening prayer today is from the Book of Common Prayer, so I invite you to pray with me. Give us grace, O Lord, to answer readily the call of our Savior Jesus Christ and proclaim to all people the good news of His salvation, that we and the whole world may perceive the glory of His marvelous works, who lives and reigns with You in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our scripture today is from the Gospel of Mark in chapter 1, verses 14 through 20. So I invite you to hear these words from Mark's Gospel. Now after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." As Jesus passed along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, who were in their boat mending their nets. Immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. This call story always has left me with probably more questions than it does answers in some ways. Mark's gospel as a whole is brief. You could liken it to maybe a Cliff's Notes version of the gospel, or maybe I've heard described as the USA Today version of the gospel, where it's brief, it's kind of what you need to know, and that's pretty much it. Mark's account does not really have a birth narrative of Jesus. It just goes right in. And there's a lot of parts of Mark, a lot of parts of Mark's gospel that leave me wanting more, leave me wanting to hear more of the story. But yet, what is shared with us in Mark's gospel is, I'd say, what we need to hear, what we can focus on. In some ways, not demeaning the other Gospels by any means, Mark's Gospel draws us close to what truly matters. Now, I come back to where I said at the very beginning here, where I said this story out of Mark's Gospel leaves me with more questions than answers. And it's really more out of my own humanness, my questioning, my inquiry on those questions of, all of a sudden you have Jesus appear, he says, "Follow me," to some fishermen, and all of a sudden they're the first disciples, like that. For me, that always seemed really odd, and that's where the questions came in, was there more conversation? How did Jesus say, "Follow me"? How did, all the disciples react? What was their facial expression? Those are the questions I'm left with. But if I think again about how Mark's gospel shares what we need to know, and it does so in a manner that is brief, and I would say in a way that we can remember easily. For us, as we follow Jesus, I believe it is important for us to remember that call that Jesus gave to those early disciples of "Follow me." I believe today we're still being invited to follow. And I believe the response of the disciples is instructive for us, because they dropped what they were doing and followed Jesus. For us, we may have questions about following Jesus. We may have questions about our faith. We may have questions on how we can live out our faith, especially in today's world. But I believe if we come back to that first call, that call that is there for all of us to follow Jesus, I believe our questions are important, our concerns are valid. But I believe when we are following Jesus, I believe we can explore those questions and concerns. And we can begin experiencing the life and the hope and the call that God has placed in our lives. So let us learn from the disciples and let us learn from Jesus as well. That in that call to follow him, that call is still being issued to us today. So I invite you to reflect, how is Christ calling you? What are you being called to do today? How are you being led by the Holy Spirit? Are you pondering what even those questions may mean for you? We all start from different places. We're all coming from different places in life, especially with our faith journey. So I invite you to reflect on the call you have from Christ, or if you're in the very beginning of learning about God's love for you, that you be open to exploring those questions. Feel free to reach out to me if you have questions or want to learn or grow more in your faith or understanding of God. And I pray that when you hear and consider and ponder, or even reflect on that question of follow me, that you are blessed by God, that you are blessed by Christ, and you are blessed and surrounded by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, to close our time together, we'll follow our pattern of prayer that we have followed here, that we've used. And I have shared before that I believe having structured prayers and like this here, and there's so many out there you can use in your own prayer life, structured prayers like this help me to be centered, help me to reflect in various areas of my life, different parts of my life that maybe I need to grow in my prayer life or to be reminded of in my prayers. So I invite you to follow along with me as we pray together these words and reflect and pray as the Holy Spirit moves us. So let us pray. Let us pray for the church and for the world. Grant, Almighty God, that all who confess your name may be united in your truth, live together in your love, and reveal your glory in the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Guide the people of this land and of all the nations in the ways of justice and peace, that we may honor one another and serve the common good. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Give us all a reverence for the earth as your own creation, that we may use its resources rightly in the service of others and to your honor and glory. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Bless all whose lives are closely linked with ours, and grant that we may serve Christ in them and love one another as he loves us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Comfort and heal all those who suffer in body, mind, or spirit. Give them courage and hope in their troubles, and bring them the joy of your salvation. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We commend to your mercy all who have died, that your will for them may be fulfilled, and we pray that we may share with all your saints in your eternal kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Almighty God, you alone can bring into order the unruly wills and affections of sinners. Grant your people grace to love what you command and desire what you promise, that among the swift and varied changes of the world, our hearts may surely there be fixed where true joys are to be found. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And may we pray as Christ taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Well, brothers and sisters, go forth into your day, and may you experience the hope and the love that comes from Christ, and be grounded in His grace and all that you do. Go in peace. Amen.